So I've come to the conclusion that the whole system's trying to pull people into drugs of some kind. Lex Friedman, Joe Rogan, anybody that's popular, if they're popular, they're going to talk about some kind of drug that they took, some kind of ayahuasca or something. They want to make you think that's their way, that's your way to enlightenment, you know. The ones who talk about the Bible as the way of enlightenment, they're ignored, you know. They're blocked. They're shadow banned. If you talk about Jesus alone, says they're shadow banned because the world don't want to hear that. They'll go to extremes, like the scientists will go to quantum physics, string theory. They'll try to figure this play out. Darwinism. They'll do everything they can to try to figure this out. Mathematics, AI, physics, write books. But they won't crack open the Bible and say, oh, here's the answer. They just won't do it. As a matter of fact, they call the Bible believers crackpots. The ones who believe the Bible, they're crackpots. They're religious crackpots. But every time you watch one of them really dig deep, they start questioning their science and what they're doing. And when they finally get saved, they go against everything they believed. But they're so caught up in the system, they can't talk about it much because they'll be fired or they'll be thrown out of the whatever system they're in, Harvard, YouTube, any kind of system. If they start talking about the truth, they'll be kicked out, you know. The persecution against Bible believers is real because it's a devil system and the devil hates the truth. The devil wants you to go down a rabbit hole of no return. The Bible says you're saved by faith and you walk by faith. What does quantum physics say? It's all by faith. Eventually, it leads to the thing. Eventually, science catches up with the Bible. They're trying to give you a worldview. Bombard you with a worldview that you can't ever escape, and you just will not look at the Bible. That's what they're trying to do. Whether it's New Age, whether it's Rosicrucians, whether it's physics, math, science, whatever topic or subject in society, they want you to be so fully indoctrinated in something and down some kind of bizarre rabbit hole that you won't ever run back to the Bible, you know. But eventually their systems contradict, their systems make no sense, you're in cognitive dissonance, and eventually you cry out for the truth if you're serious, and you cry out to God. Lex Friedman asked that physicist, do you ever go to the edge of insanity? She said, yeah, if I wasn't doing the scientific, I'd be crazy. I've been there many times. Something to that effect. I went to the dentist about 3 or 4 months ago to do a cleaning, and I said something about oil pulling, and then she said, "What's that?" And the guy beside her, the guy that works under, the guy that does the cleaning and the, there's different ones. There's usually a female doing the cleaning, but he was sitting there, and I said, "Yeah, I'm experimenting with the oil pulling." And the dentist walked in. She said, "What's that?" I was early in the, it might have been 6 months ago, but I was early in the understanding. But all it is coconut oil. Has C6, C8, C10, maybe C12, and a lot of that stuff kills bacteria, and it pulls out bacteria. It's a well-known old-time remedy for keeping your teeth clean, keeping them healthy, gums and everything. But the dentist didn't know what it was. Rabbit hole. They make it more complicated than it has to be. It's a rabbit hole. The dentist doesn't even know what, never even heard of it. What's that? Either she was flat or playing dumb because she didn't want her patients or anybody in the next room to know, because it put her out of business. That's probably what it is. She probably knows, but she probably doesn't put her out of business. Just Google it, study it. Might have to go to Instagram because YouTube blocks so much stuff, but just Google oil pulling. I bet you that she knows about it, but she doesn't want anybody talking about it because it put her out of business. It shut her down because it's a system of lies. Like one preacher said, he's out west, he's from Canada, but I think he's a U.S. citizen now. They always attack him because they say he's Calvinist or whatever. I don't know, I haven't listened to him in a while, or who knows if he is, but he said, yeah, he said, if the system started telling the truth, the whole thing would collapse. It's all based on lies. I remember him saying that, and that's the truth. I didn't understand it back then, but I understand it now. The whole thing's a lie. It all runs on lies. It's all lies. That's why all the prophets, all the truth tellers always got persecuted and attacked. That's why in the tribulation they're going to try to cut their heads off if they don't take the mark of the beast, because the truth speakers are against the devil's system. If they persecuted the prophets of old, they're going to persecute you if you're a truth speaker. They got to take you out. If they can't find something to throw you in jail or attack you on, they got to make stuff up. They got to manufacture stuff. And everybody's so delusional, they believe a lie. They believe lies. What's the chances of them that the exact same time, I don't necessarily support Alex Jones, but, and it could be a psyop, he's probably part of them, I don't know. But why are they attacking Trump and Alex Jones at the same time? Trying to take down their empire, their business, or whatever. because they've shut down the lie, shut down the truth to bring up their lies, to build up their lies. They live off of lies. They live off of people being asleep. The whole system vampires off of you being asleep and not waking up and using your own noggin. If you can't use your own noggin, your own thoughts, you'll be deceived by the whole thing. It's a big fat lie. It's a big fat lie. If you wake up to it and they know you can't be deceived anymore, they gotta shut you down. All of it. The whole thing. Even the stock market. All of it. That's why the stock market gotta play a long game, because these people are playing derivative plays. Let's say you try to make money off derivative, they're gonna force that price up or down so that you don't make any profit. So you gotta play the long game if you're gonna get in the stock.